Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 25, Personal and Impersonal Realization, Part 1, Difference Between God and His Three Energies. The Puranas are called supplementary Vedic literatures because sometimes in the original Vedas, the subject matter is too difficult for the common man to understand. And so the Puranas explain matters simply by the use of stories and historical incidents. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, it is stated, Aho Bhagyam, Maho Bhagyam, Nanda Gopa Vrajaukasam, Yan Mitrang Paramanandam, Purnam Brahma Sanatanam. Maharaj Nanda and the cowherd men and all the other inhabitants of Vrindavan are very fortunate because the Supreme Brahman, the personality of Godhead, who is full of bliss, engages in his eternal pastimes as their friend. According to Shvetashvatara Upanishad, the mantra Apani Pado Javano Grahita confirms that although Brahman has no material hands and legs, Brahman nonetheless walks in a very stately way and accepts everything that is offered to him. So this suggests that Brahman has transcendental limbs and is therefore not impersonal. And one who does not understand the Vedic principles simply stresses the impersonal material features of the Supreme Absolute Truth and thus incorrectly calls the Absolute Truth impersonal. The impersonalist Mayavadi philosophers want to establish the Absolute Truth as impersonal, but this is in contradiction to Vedic literature. Although Vedic literatures confirm the fact that the Supreme Absolute Truth has multiple energies, the Mayavadi impersonalists still try to establish that the Absolute Truth has no energy. But the fact remains, however, that the Absolute Truth is full of energy and is a person as well. So, it is not possible to establish the Supreme Absolute Truth as being impersonal. For according to the Vishnu Purana, Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta Kshetra Gyakya Tatha Para Avidya Karma Sangyanya Tritiya Shakti Rishyate. The living entities are considered Kshetragya energy. Yaya kshetragya shakti sa vishtita nripa sarvaga samsara tapan akilan avapnoti atra santatan. Although the living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord and is fully cognizant, he or she nonetheless becomes entrapped by material contamination and suffers all the miseries of material life. Taya tiro hitat bachcha shakti kshetragya sangyata sarva bhuteshu bhupala tara tamyena vartate. Such living entities lived in different ways in accordance to the degree of their entanglement in material nature. The original energy of the Supreme Lord is spiritual and non-different from the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead. The living entity is called the marginal energy of the Supreme Lord, and the material energy is called the inferior energy. And due to his or her material inebriety, the living entity in the marginal position becomes entangled with the inferior energy, matter. At such a time, one forgets his or her spiritual significance, identifies with the material energy, and thereby becomes subjected to the threefold miseries. Only when one is free from such material contamination can one be situated in his or her proper position. According to Vedic instructions, one should understand, 1, the constitutional position of the living entity, 2, the position of the Lord, and 3, the position of material energy in their interrelation. First of all, one should try to understand the constitutional position of the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead. That Supreme Lord has an eternal, cognizant, blissful body, and his spiritual energy is distributed as eternity, knowledge, and bliss. And in Krishna's blissful identity can be found Krishna's pleasure potency, while in Krishna's eternal identity, Krishna can be seen as the cause of everything. While in his cognizant identity, Krishna is the supreme knowledge. Indeed, the word Krishna indicates that supreme knowledge. In other words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the reservoir of all knowledge, pleasure, and eternity. The supreme knowledge of Krishna is exhibited in 3 different energies: internal, marginal, external. By virtue of Krishna's internal energy, Krishna exists in himself along with his spiritual paraphernalia. By means of Krishna's marginal energy, Krishna exhibits himself as the living entities. And by means of his external energy, Krishna exhibits himself as material energy. And behind each and every energetic exhibition, there is the background of eternity, pleasure, potency, and full cognizance. The conditioned soul is the marginal potency overpowered by the external potency. However, when the marginal potency comes under the jurisdiction of the spiritual potency, she becomes eligible for love of Godhead. The Supreme Lord enjoys 6 kinds of opulences, and no one can establish that Krishna is formless or that Krishna is without energy. And if someone claims so, then his or her contention is completely opposed to the Vedic instructions. For actually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the master of all energies. It is only the living entity, who is an infinitesimal part and parcel of Krishna, who is overpowered by the material energy. In the Mundaka Upanishad, it is stated, Dva Suparna Sayuja Sakaya Samanam Riksham Parishash Bajate Tayor Anya Pipalang Swadu Ati Anashnan Anya Abhichakashiti Samane Vrikshe Purusho Nimagno Nishaya Shochati Muyamana Justam Yada Pasyati Anyam Isham Asya Mahimanam Eti Vita Shoka. There are 2 birds sitting on the same tree, and one of these birds is eating the fruit of this tree, while the other bird is simply witnessing the activities of the other bird. So only when the bird eating the fruit looks at the other bird does it become free from all anxieties. And this is the position of the infinitesimal living entity. As long as one is forgetful of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who witnesses all of one's activities, then one is subjected to the threefold miseries. But when one looks to the Supreme Lord and becomes the Supreme Lord's devotee, then he or she becomes free from all anxieties and material miseries. For the living entity is eternally subordinate to the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord is always the master of all energies, whereas the living entity is always under the domination of the Lord's energies. Although qualitatively one with the Supreme Lord, the living entity has the tendency to lord it over material nature. However, being infinitesimal, he or she is actually controlled by material nature. Thus, the living entity is called the marginal potency of the Lord. And because the living entity tends to be controlled by material nature, he or she cannot at any stage become one with the Supreme Lord. For if the living entity were equal to the Supreme Lord, there would be no possibility of one's being controlled by material energy. In Bhagavad Gita, the living entity is described as one of the energies of the Supreme Lord. Aparayam itastvanyam prakritim vidhime param jiva bhutam mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. Although inseparable from the energetic, energy is still energy, and it cannot be equal with the energetic. In other words, the living entity is simultaneously one and different from the Supreme Lord. Bhagavad Gita clearly states that earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego are the eight elementary energies of the Supreme Lord and are of inferior quality, whereas the living entity is of superior quality. Thus, the Vedic literatures confirm the fact that the transcendental form of the Supreme Lord is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 25, Personal and Impersonal Realization, Part 1, The Difference Between God and His Energies. Recorded September 6, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vidadhara Srivas Hari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Gaura Hari Nithai Gauranga Gaura Hari Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudana ढूंढना हरि हराये नमः हरि हराये नमः गोविंदम हरि पुरुषम तम्माहं भजामि।